The chief judge, Mohammed Arribi, and Saddam Hussein argued in court. The judge ordered Saddam out of the courtroom after the fallen leader began giving a speech. At one point, a co-defendant punched a guard and yelled that prosecutors are pimps and traitors. It is the fourth time in the last five sessions Saddam has been ejected. Saddam and six others are being tried for their alleged roles in the Anfal military campaign against Iraq's ethnic Kurds in the 1980s. Prosecutors say Saddam's forces used gunfire and poison gas to kill more than 180,000 Kurds and level thousands of villages. One of the Anfal campaign's alleged victims gave testimony from behind a curtain to protect her from retaliation. She said conditions in the detention centers where she and her children were held reminded her of Judgment Day. She said conditions in the detention camps were so bad that one woman had to give birth in a toilet. There was nothing to wrap the newborn in except a burlap sack, and no medical equipment except a piece of broken glass to cut the umbilical cord. Other witnesses have complained about rapes and other abuses. During Monday's hearing, a Kurdish witness said Iraqi troops had buried a family alive. This is one of two cases underway against Saddam Hussein and some of his former subordinates. In the other case, he is accused of crimes against humanity for ordering the deaths of 148 Shiites in the town of Dujail in the 1980s. Saddam and the other defendants could be executed if they are convicted in either case. Jim Randall, VOA News, Erbil.